And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This evening at Vermilionville, the new film series Les Vues continues with a showing of Reconstructing Creole by filmmaker Jennifer Block. Reconstructing Creole is about culture, race, and history on one Louisiana plantation, the Laura Plantation. An electrical fire in 2004 had burned away the Victorian additions to it, leaving the original Creole house. And a lot of discussion and cultural discussions about that particular house and historical cultural discussions. That's tonight, 6:30 at Vermilionville. All are invited to attend. It's a free program and lots of discussion afterwards. Every last Monday of the month, there will be a film shown at Vermilionville. For more information, you can visit their website or go to their Facebook page. This Wednesday at 4 o'clock in the Gaines Center here on campus, there will be a talk given by noted Senegalese scholar Dr. Ibrahima Seck. The title is Slavery and Freedom in Louisiana, the Whitney Heritage Plantation Museum. That will be this Wednesday at 4 o'clock, the third floor of Dupré Library in the Gaines Center. Acting Up in Acadiana presents Cat Tales and Doggy Monologues 4. That's their 2013 student showcase. Performances will be held this Thursday, Wednesday and Thursday at the Acadiana Center for the Arts at 6:30. There will be an original play written by company members, Harmony Decker and other authors who have submitted them from around the country. For more information, you can contact Acting Up in Acadiana or the ACA. Tickets will be available at the door. The Gaines Center and the UL Creative Writing Program present Dawn Lundy Martin, a prize-winning poet. She will be reading this Wednesday, February 27th, in the Gaines Center. Her reading begins at 7:30. It's free and open to everyone. And Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin will be performing at the Hyman Center February 27th, this Wednesday. PASA is presenting this concert. Tickets are available through the Hyman Center or through Ticketmaster. For more information, you can also go to the PASA website or give them a call. This Thursday in Grand Coteau, there will be a special program by musician Jason Homan and a poetry reading by Chelsea Murray. This Thursday from 7 until 9 o'clock. Following will be an open mic session. All are invited to bring an original piece of work. And there will be a reunion of the Beausoleil Solar House this Friday, March 1st, 1:30. It will be taking place at the Beausoleil, Louisiana Solar Home. And there, the day will begin with a roundtable discussion. Actually, that will be in Fletcher Hall, room 134. It's open to the public. Members of the original team, as well as faculty, administration, and community advisors will be there. And there will be a slideshow of the entire story of the Beausoleil home that will be shown at that time. After the roundtable discussion, the Beausoleil home will be open to the public for touring from 3:30 to 6 p.m. That's all taking place this Friday. For more information about that, you can call the School of the Arts and or the Department of Architecture. And Music and Faith will be performed March 1st, this Friday. That's a part of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's offerings. It's music by Bach, Handel, Gorecki, and many others. Jennifer Welch Babbage, Metropolitan Opera Soprano, will be performing with the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. That's this week, Friday, March 1st, and that will be at the Cathedral of St. John. And this weekend, Gordon Goodwin, arranger, composer, musician, will be performing with the UL Jazz Ensemble on Saturday, a public concert at 7:30 in Angel Hall. But there will be opportunities, rehearsals, and clinics that the public can attend as well. That's this Friday and Saturday, Gordon Goodwin here at UL Lafayette. For more information, you can contact the School of Music. The Andrew Zone Robert Sharp Guitar Duo will give a concert this Friday, March 1st at 7:30 in Burke Hawthorne Hall. The concert is presented through the University Concert Series and is open to the campus community and the general public at no charge. That is the Andrew Zahn and Robert Sharp Guitar Duo this Friday. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button, downloading a weekly schedule. You can also listen to podcasts of many of our locally produced programs programs. Just search for your favorite program and either listen to archived shows there or download shows for listening to later on. And of course, you can always support KRVS easily and securely at our website. Just click on the Support or Pledge Now buttons. You can also find out more about donating a vehicle to KRVS. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. And at 7 o'clock, we begin our Monday night of opera with World of Opera. That goes until around 11 o'clock, at which time you can hear Rock Japan. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.